We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim, we're in Shah Anach Perk Beis. That's Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. In the older editions, in Matuk Midrash, it's Daf Tazayin in Chelik Beis. Okay, so here we go. Hine Mash Nichnas Zetchila V'Kilim Lach Yosam. Einon Shemois Be'atzman, Rak Hamiluyim Shelahem Nichnasim Tchila. Shehem madrega shvelos min hashemot atzmo, kemuvua leel bedrush arafas. Okay, so let me explain. Now, this is very much on the lines of Rafach, 288 nitzutos. Now, what are these 288 nitzutos for? The 288 nitzutos were to mechaya the kelim, to mechaya the kelim that fell into bia. We know that. Now we're going to find this. We're way past the process of shvira. Now what's happening in this particular case is that the zayim malachim, they went up, right? We're in the tikkun. We're way past the tikkun now, or actually we're in the beemtza tikkun, and the zayim malachim go up in to get the final tikkun in ima. Right, that we know the children every time they hurt themselves, where do they go? They go to their mother. Same thing with him. The Zayim Malachim, which are the bonim of Ima or Bina, the sphere of Bina, they all go back into Bina. And the Perek Aleph, when we said that, where do they go exactly? We go into the Bina's Yesod. The Bina's Yesod. Now, the Binus, that's where the Kelim go to. Now the Nitzutas go into Makom Chatach we learned last week, and the Oros will go into the Yesod of Ima Eloin. That's what we learned last time. So again, we're talking about the Nitzutas coming up with the Kelim into Bina in order to Mechaya the Kelim, and to Mechaya the Kelim, because we know the Nitzutas have to be with the Kelim to Mechaya them. Sai, whether they're in the Bia and now that they're up higher in the world of Atzilus and Bina, they're also in the Nitzitzot. So that's what he's saying over here. So let's read that again. Here, Mashen Nichnas Tchila Bekelim Belech Yosam. We're talking about that in Bia. We're talking about in Bina. Einon Shemot Ben Atzman. The next point we're saying over here, the Rav is saying, the Ariza is telling us that what are the Nitzitzot are going in there? That we know there's four types of basic nitzutzos, right? There's ab, keneged chesed. There's sag, which is keneged gvura. We have ma, which is keneged tani, tiferet nitzad hod yesod. And keneged malchus is ben. Those are the four major categories of the nitzutzos, which is keneged the zayin tachtonim, chesed to malchus. So what goes into the kelim is not the actual shemas of Ab, Sag, Ma'u, Ben, but rather the Milueim, meaning that you can split the names of Ab, Sag, Ma'u, Ben into two parts: the Iker and what's called the Milui. What's the Iker? The Iker is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Iker. That's the basis of all things. Okay, and then you have the milui of that. So you have the milui of Ab, it's called. You have the milui of Sag, milui of Ma, milui of Ben. Okay, if you want a dugma, I'll give you a dugma. So how do you spell Ab? It's the name of the Gematria of 72. So it's Yud Vav Dalit, K Yud, Vav Yud Vav, K Yud. So in that 10 letter name, you have a Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the principle, and around that you have the various miluim. Excuse me?
Where in Ab do you get the
Ab is 72. Okay?
Not the actual
Ab is the Gematria of 72, yeah.
But it's not Ab anymore.
So it's Yud Vav Dalit. How do you spell it? You spell it Yud Vav Dalit, K Yud, Vav Yud Vav, K Yud. If you take the Gematria of all those letters, you get 72. Now it's made up in two parts, that name. It's made up of the Iker, which is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and it's made up of the Miloi. So let's take the first letter. This first letter, the way you spell Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the first letter is Yud. So you spell it Yud Vav Dalit. So the Yud is the Iker, and the Vav Dalit is the Miloi. The second letter is Hey. So we spell it in this particular case Hey Yud. So the Iker is the Hey, and the Miloi is the Yud. So Kehena Kehena. Okay, so the gematria of the milui of Ab would be what?
46.
The gematria of Ab is what?
46. Of the milui of Ab is 46.
That's right. And the gematria of the milui of
26 is
46. Yeah, always minus 26. That's right. So the sag minus 26 is lamed zayin. Right, the miloi of sag is 37, and the miloi of ma would be
yutet.
So we call mulaziat, mulaziat. Okay. So let's see that inside now. V'hinei v'se b'misba miluim levadam shel.
You missed something out. What the chal does madrigas shvelus mina shvelus atzvam mean?
Shvelus mina shemois atzvam. So there's four madrigas, right? You have Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben. So let's leave Ben. No, one is lower than the other, isn't it? So madriga shvelus mina shemois atzvam. That means the miloi is not in the same madriga as the atzmius, so the yutke vavke. So you have miloi is like a spashtus of the atzmius. And so what we're doing over here, we're bringing in the lowest part of the miloi first, which is we don't be reckoning with Ben right now because we're talking the za. Za is keneg mas absagmo. And when we talk about building up of nukva, that's malchus Ben. Let's put that aside. So the way it's going to work over here is I'm going to work with the miloi. We're bringing up the miloi, but the lowest miloi first, which is the yat, and then the laz, and then the mu. Okay, which translates into ma, sag, and ab. That's what we're going to do. And why are we doing that? Again, to mechaya the kelim which are in bina. So let's see that again. We hear it. Mispa miluyim levadam shem elu shemot acher asher tasir bepashtus mehem hem elu miluy ab kishetasya poshu tu begamatria ku yishar mu. When you take away the 26 from the Havai of Ab, you're left with 46. Miloi sagal der zehu laz. When you take away 26 minus 63 is 37 laz. And the miloi of ma al der zeh is yutes. Okay? Let's continue. Gam tzar sheteda shevetchila nichnas miloi tachta shevikulam shul yat. Miloi ma. First, we will machnis the process. We machnis the yat, the miloi of ma first, because that's the lowest of the lowest. Vegam lesiba zu, vegam lesiba shu kotin shvikula madrei, because it's the lowest one. Veim lesiba acheres vehi kinei inen heyod shlosh shemot elu ab sagma hu shetchila lokeach betchilat chiyos atzmo shu miloi dema. So there's two reasons why we start with yat, which is again miloi ma. First of all, because we start with the lowest, you always start with the lowest, and you build up the shefa. Second reason is that if you look beklaliyistic, all the five partsufim, well, for example, you talk about ab, sag, ma, and ben. So let's start with nukva. Nukva is keneged ben. We're talking beklaliyistic, right? And then Zaz keneged ma, imas keneged sag, and abas keneged ab. Right? We can make such an error. So we see that ma is keneged za, or zaz keneged ma. And that's why we start from the miloi of yat, which is the miloi de ma, because there's a connection with ma.
Where's mat here?
Ma, mem he. You hear what I'm saying?
No.
Again, there's two reasons why we're going to start from the miloi de ma. First one is clear. Second one is clear. The second one is because when we look in general, when we look at the four parts of let's say ab ma, im aba ima za evenok. If we compare them to ab sag ma ben, we say ab is keneged aba, ima is keneged sag, ma is keneged za, and ben is keneged malchus. We just said that za is keneged ma. So that's the ikur representation of za is ma.
Yeah.
Abzoi, that's why that we start off that the ikur shefa that za will take is starting with ma.
Why are we talking about za, not nok, or what?
Sorry?
why do we say that we are talking about Zah now?
Same thing with Nok.
Then take from
Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see in Ben there's Asmab as well.
Yeah, sure.
So we'll see the same thing over there. We'll start with Ben over there, we'll do with Mab.
The reason why we take Yat is because
it's Maz Keneged Zah.
Why are we talking about Zah, not about Av or about whatever?
No, we're talking about Zah.
Why?
Because that's
no, not why, sorry, but why are we talking about Zah, not about Ben or Abba or Ima?
Okay, let's start from the beginning. There's only two things that broke. There's Zah and Nok. That's it. You have to choose Zah or Nok.
Sure.
We can talk about
Later Ben.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. So let's continue. So he says that's the second shot. The first shot is we're talking about the lower shefa, and one is the other shot is the reason why we're starting with Yad because it's connected ma beklolius thing. Okay. She betchilo lokeach bechinas chiyus atzmo shuhu miloy dema, ve'achkach lokeach chiyus godol mimenu shuhu miloy sag. So progressively we increase the shefa. We start with the shefa of ma, and then we do the shefa of sag. Ve'lokeach meima, ve'achkach lokeach me'aba chiyut godol mikulam, ve'hu miloy ab. V'imkein muchachu shebetchilo yikach miloy yat shuhu chiyut ba'atzmuto, ve'achkach laz. So it's slowly but surely we're increasing the shefa into the kelim. Yeah? We know the Gemara there in Sanhedrin and Tzadi Amud Beis, that we know that there's whole Shakla Teria. And the Antugenos asks many questions to Rebbe, and the Gemara actually says over there that Rebbe actually learns things from Antugenos, and therefore one of the shalis was that when is a Kadosh Baruch Hu put a neshama into the person, is it b'shas yetzira or pekida? Shas yetzira pekida. So at the beginning. At the beginning, he says, "Takin shas yitzira." On that, Amtugnos said, "How can that be? How can it be shas yitzira? How can it be shas yitzira?" And he brings a moshul for this. Why can't it be shas yitzira? Because e efshar lamod baser bli melech yosef mishlosha yomim. Im kei muchachu b'shlosha yomei klita nichnas eze b'chinas chios v'ruchnios mevlad ha'hu. So let's repeat that. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says as follows, right? The Gemara says, they ask a question. I'm talking to Rebbe a question. When is the Eivishter machnis chius into a body of the person? Vishas pikida, shas zivug, or is it vishas take yitzil, when the take is actually created, right? On that, Rebbe said, Shas Yitzira, that's what he thinks of Shas is. And he said, how can I bring a moshel? It can't be. Because we know that Bosser, after 3 days, if you don't salt the Bosser, you don't put Machnis salt into the Bosser, it's going to go moldy. So it has to be within the 3 days, and it has to be, B'Shas Pekida already, those first 3 days, which is called Yumei Klita, must be that the Eibishter Machnis the Shefa then, Machnis the Shoma then. So says that is okay. We see from that Gemara, Muchachu b'shlosh yemei klita nichnas ezer b'chinas chiyus ruchnius mevlad ahu. So we see from here that the first 3 days, as we know, the Gemara Nida, there's three parshas. You make klita, there's heker ibu, the abayim yom, and there's heker ibu. These periods are also applied to the patufim. Okay, now he's going to start in more detail. What does this mean, the first 3 days? V'hine, az v'shloshi yomim elo nechnasim bo v'chinas yat nitzutzim dimiloy ma'aniska asher hem v'chinas chai lirmoz al hiyod bahem kvach yus v'im hakol el hu yat ki pochot mimilu acharon hazeh dimiloy ma'ad at detachton. So So the first and the most minimal amount of chiyus that these kelim need is the yutes, the yat miluyim of ma, as we explained. What do they represent? Chai. Chai, which is 18 plus the koil, is 19. So chai represents the chiyus as being instilled inside the kelim. Less than that, there's no chiyus. V'inehem mitchalakim l'shlosha yomim. And these 3 days, or these 19 nitzutzos, are split into 3 days. Shebeyom rishon shel klita nichnasibo shesh nitzutzos. The first day that you make klita is a six nitzutzos. If you she'az mitkashchem yachad ze beze, kol oisam ma'machzi shenotun betoch abo, asher mitzad yamin kinitzke le'em. V'az nimshach le'em vav nitzutzos shel chiyut. Ki bechinas vav he kav echad, v'hi kenege kav yamim she'al yodo nitkashro v'nitchabru yachad ze mize. Okay, so the way it works is as follows: is that again that we said that these Zayin Malachim are coming up from Bia and they're going into Bina. You have to understand that Bina is Lav Davka. Bina is Lav Davka. It's also going into Abba as well. And the way it works is that Abba ve'Ima are going to be the source of the tikkun for the Zayin Malachim Shenishbo, right? That they died. Now they're coming through it. They're being reincarnated, Kaviyachol, right? So what's going to happen over here is as follows: is that these Zayin Malachim are going to go up. Now, Zayin Malachim, b'shas shvira, they took on the chad samcha. They do a chad samcha, one underneath the other. That is more on the shvira. That's the reason why they're more on the shvira, because they weren't communicating one to the other. Each one was one with ne'atzmo. I'm the king, I want to be on the top of the castle. Each one broke individually. The tikkun is pshat, is gimel kavim, that they're all sharing responsibility, they're all communicating one with the other, they're sharing the all, and therefore the all is not going to overpower them.
That's the phrases. Chad samcha.
Chad samcha means all in one row, that means each one wants to rule one on top of the other. This one broke, and that one broke, this one broke. They wanted to play their own role as melachim. They're melachim, that's shemesim.
Gimel
kavim. Three kavim, it means that they're all placed in triads. First triad, second triad, third triad. And obazoi, that is more on tikkun, because that's a scale. That's a triad, is a miskel, as the Zohar calls it. It's a balance between all the spheres. So these Zayin Malachim, the Shenishbuch, they're coming out of Bia, and they're coming in the form of Gimel Kavim. Part of them, Chesed and Gvur, Chesed and Netzach, would be in Abba, and we're going to find that Gvura and Hod are going to go into Ima. The middle calf, which is Tiferet and Yesod, the Malchut, going to be shared between the two Parsufim, Abba and Ima. Okay, because it's always a Kefil, the middle line is always doubled over. So the first part of the tikkun, the first you make klita, is going to be Abba. The Hainu, the Chesed Shabo, is going to be communicating with the Netzach Shabo. The Melech, the king of Chesed, and the king of Netzach, will now be communicating himself, because they're all lining up on the right hand side. That's the first day. Let's see it again. הנה מתחלקים בשלושה ימים שביום ראשון של הקליטה נכנסים בו שש ניצוצות לפי שאז נתקשם יחד זה בזה כל אויסה מהמחת הזנות בתוך אבא. Those spheres which we just mentioned are going to be in תוך אבא. And ואז אשר מצד ימין כנזכרים, which on the right hand side. ואז נמשך להם וב ניצוצה של חיות, כי וב היא קו אחד. Because the Vav itself is denotes this connection between the high and the lower, right? The Chesed is on the high, and the Netzach is on the lower part, connecting them together. V'hi kenege kav yamin she'al yodo nitkashro nitchabru yachad ze v'ze. That's on the first day. Now, on the second day, another six spheres, another six nitzutzos are going to go inside. וביום השני מתקשרים מתחבים יחד זה בזה כל המחצה של הקו שמאל הנותן בתוך אימא. ואז נמשך להם וב ניצוץ אחר של החיות לקשכם ולחברם, Then vav nitzus b'tzod kav smole shehi tzod vav gamken. Will be yom shlishi. Oh, so on the second day, what's going to happen? There's going to be a connection. The nitzus is going to make a connection between the gvur shabo, the melech called gvura, and the melech which is called hod. That's going to be connected. Abi yom shlishi kula mitchabrim yachad machti shel abba b'machti shel ima v'nimsu shel machzai mechatzai kav ha'emsoi. לא נתחברו עד יום הזה. וכנגד זה נכנות עם וב ניצוץ את האחרים כנגד קו אמצעי, והרי נשלמו בשלוש ימי קליטה לכנס כולם בתור רימה, ולכשר כולם בסוד שלושה קווים, ולכנס בהם היד ניצוצו של חיות שמילומה שהוא חיות זר לעצמו כניסקה. So what's going to happen? Again, the first day of the klita is going to be kasha the right hand side, which is an abba. The second day of the klita is going to be kasha another six nitzus. We're going to go on the left hand side to be kasha those spheres. And then on the third day, you have all the spheres which we mentioned, which is tiferet, yisod, and malchut, which are on the middle. That also needs a kasha between them. And that's going to happen with the next vav, the next six nitzus, which is going to accomplish that. And also on the third day, what's going to happen is that the tipa, which can be offered in Abba, is going to be sent over to Ima. It's going to be besod zivug, and that's going to be all given into Ima. And Ima is going to do the makabu patish to mesak in all of this. Again, all the yisod of Ima. Here, mitzitz gimel vavim elu hem bechinas gimel alafim sheyesh b'miloy ma. Milo Ma. Remember, we're dealing with the Yat, which is the Milo de Ma. Now, if you open up the Milo Ma, it's Yud Vav Dalet K Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav K Aleph. There's three Alephs in the Milo of Ma, and all of them stand for the three Vavims. Okay, because we know that each Aleph, we know in the Kavanas of Sfir Sa'omer that every Aleph is the Eked, the Levush, which goes into Zah. There's a Vav. Vav Ketzovitz, which comes from Ima into Zah, and to be Malbish before the Mochim come inside. So that's Merumas, all in the three Alephs over there.
Remember, the Aleph was used as one, not as six. When you've got all together 19, you use the Aleph being the three Aleph being three, not being six. Each one is one plus the Milui of Vav and Vav Dalet.
Yeah. Aleph means is equal to one, but it also could represent a unit. What does it represent? A shefa, a type of shefa which is coming in. So this type of shefa is
yeah, but then you left with the Vav Dalet with no explanation.
What do you mean the Vav Dalet?
You got the Vav Dalet of the Milui of the Yud, you got the Vav Milui of the Vav, which are left without any reason. If you decide that the three are not,
but it's
three
more than that. It's more than that, because it's a vav vav aleph vav. So it's not. What are you going to do with the vav?
Vav deret and vavim. Vav deret of yud and vav of vav.
Oh, vav. That's what you mean. Okay. All right. Fine.
No. Right.
One second. We're not finished here. We're building up a tmuna here.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So that's behinah. Mitzias gimel vavim. Elu hem bechinas gimel alofim sheyesh b'miloy ma. והנה כבר נסבר לאר שבניצוץ אז נגמורים להיכנס לתקן בתשע חודשי איבו. Second is 18 כבר נכנס למשמעים להם ולכן שלושה אלופים שמים במה יבבל ולכן שכמו למשל גימו אלופים הם בכנס דם וחיות של זה. אוקיי, אז נעשתו את זה. Okay, we'll have to get back to your point. Yeah. Okay, let's continue again. V'hine, kvar nisba'a le'er, shemitzutzes nigmorim likanes litakem b'teisha chodshe ha'ibo. We know that a pregnancy usually takes 9 months, right? V'kishenim nakol chodesh mehem shloshim yom, if let's say we reckon 9 months to be every month 30 days, ye'e kulam ra yamim, 270 days altogether. V'avolad nolad mera'a Yamim, 271 days. Kemoshe muvah b'gemara l'apostel v'yitin la Hashem herayon. Shebehemshech yemei ibo hem b'gematria herayon. The ibo Hebrew is Gematria Yeroyim. Shel Resh Ein Aleph. 271. The Inin Hu Shebishloshe Mea Klita Nitknim Chai Nitzutzos Vashar Beresh Ein Aleph. 270 Yomim Nitknim 270 Nitzutzos. Nitzutz Echa Bekol Yom. Shebein Kulam Hem Rafach Kenizke Le'er. There we go. So now again, we always want to get back to the number Rafach. That's the number of the target point that defines the amount of nitzutzos which the aschola, anyways, they call upon him, the aschola of the nitzutzos which fell down, that's Madreg Shvi'in, most of them, in Absagma. And how do we come out with 288? Where do we see 288? We're talking about the Yutes, which is the Miloy Dema. Mm-hmm. So the truth is that that's only the first 3 days. But the next 270 days, which is the 9 months of pregnancy, that is 270 plus 18 is 271 actually, plus the 19 will come out to 288.
But what do we get to 288?
We'll see.
That's not the miluim of the Shah. If you put the miluim of Av and Sag and Ma and Ban, you don't get this 288.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Madrega Shvi, remember we worked it out, Madrega Shvi from Ab.
Yeah, but Yutet, we didn't work like this. For, to get the Yutet, we didn't work this way.
No, that's the Milo, yeah.
The three make it a special, just the Milo of Ma. And then it works with the Rapach.
Yeah. Yeah, it works with the Rapach, yeah. Venoda Shera Yamin, 270 days, and Zulat Yamei Klita. Right, the first 3 days are not bechala. It's a different cheshbon, right? An echanami. The first 3 days is out miloy, and the next 270 days is out the normal gidrei shah rafach that we count the 288, the 270 actually. Yeah, zulat yimei klita shekein omu begemara eina isha yoledes ella le'ra'ag. But either she led this on the 271st day, the Gemara neither 272 days, or on the 273rd day. Okay, those three possibilities. Lefish 270 days, ra yamim, hem yemei heyoren, the heyoren amuchach shehem teisha chodoshim. Because we know 270 is connected to 9 months. Shlosh yomim ha-yeserim shem shlosh yomei klita sheyesh bahem safek im niklat b'yom rishon v'shein v'shlishe. Because that's what the Gemara means. A woman can only be yoledes either on the 271st, 2nd, and 3rd. Why? What is it depending on those 3 days? Depends when the klita happened. The klita can happen either on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd day of the Bishas Bia. So what's after Bia? So the Shaili is, when is she going to give birth? Right. The Nichlak Ata Bechinas Yimei Ha'iroyen Beresh Ayin Aleph Nitzutzim Nishorim Min Rafach. Now, Mihine.
Ah, yeah. No, so you take off already the 19 from Rafach.
Yeah, you take off.
Because Rafach is built.
Yeah, yeah, it's not Rafach, it's 270.
Yeah.
Yeah, 270 plus 19 is 288, yeah.
No, because that's part of Rapach. Rapach is built with 71 of Ma. 71 of Ma is 45 plus 26. But the 45 of Ma is with the Milui. So if you use only 19 of the Milui, you have to remove 19 from Rapach.
Nichlag, very good. Nichlag Ata, Bechinas Yemei Royon, Reish Ein Nitzut, Nisha Mila Rapach. It's part and parcel, like you say, part and parcel of the cheshbon. V'hine, no da she omru chazal b'yom abayim nigma tzuos avlat. Right? So we're moving on from the 3 days of klita, then we're moving on now to a new cheshbon, which is called the yom abayim, which is the tzuos avlat. That's when the tzuos avlat happens. V'inenu she achas shlosha yemei klita shebehem nichnesu Yutes nitzutzim de miloy ma, shu b'chinas chius za atzmo. So after the 3 days, then is machnis inside these things, and that the yutes of the miloy de ma, which is given a chius to za atzmo. Achre kach nichnas b'miloy sag de ima shu laz nitzutzos. Ve'im tosef laz al gimel yemei klita. What you come out with, yemei abayim yom, yeah, abayim yom she'az nigma miloy laz desag de'ima she'in notenes tsiu bevlad. Ken odu pasuk vayatzer Hashem elokim et ha'adam. וגם מסיבה זו, נקודה הצעיר הוא באימא כנודה, והיא, והרי שהבאים באים יום, נגמר צורת הבלד. So we see after the 40 days, שוב כניסס למד זין, נמצוצס אחרים, דמילו את דסג, והרי כי באבאים יום, שנגמר צורת הבלד, יש בו בחינת מילוי מה או סג. Okay, is that clear? So again, the miloy ma represents the first 3 days. And then the miloy sag together with the miloy ma will get you the 40th day of the vlas. Vegam im timane bechinas nitzutz atzmom shem yat vlas begematria nun zayin nitzutzos. Nun zayin nitzutzos, 37 plus 19. Behem begematria kel adnus kel havaya kel havaya. So also you come out with this inyan of kel havaya. Now what does that represent? The kavan is by etzleinu shisham shem havaya hu beza. We know that za is represented by this name of havaya. Vegam is by etzleinu shechibo shnei shemot elu kel havaya hu ba'olam yitzira. She'at enigma v'nishlam likore b'shnei shemot elu. We know that Ariza explains to us in Shag Domus that all the worlds, not only the people have neshamas, also worlds have neshamas, and the world of Yetzira has a neshama called Kel Havaya, and this Kel Havaya gives chius to the whole world of Yetzira. So that's part and parcel. This is where it comes from. It comes from the miloy of Ma and the Milo of Sai. Let's continue. After that, there is Zman Shlishi. So we spoke about again Shlosh Yemei Klita. We talked about that Bain Yom. Now we're talking about the final Zman, which is called Omu Chazash Hu Inyan Inyan Shloshim Achadoshim Rishon She'az Huka Ubo. Kemoshim Muvah Begemar B'Mishnah Yevamos Lo Tachlot V'Lo Titiyabem Ad Shiyula Shlosh Achadoshim. That if a woman wants to apply for a yibum or a chalitza, a woman must wait after 3 months, because within the first 3 months we might see on her that she has a vlad, and therefore she has no need for a yibum or a chalitza b'chlal.
Yeah. We might not see on her till the 3 months, and therefore we need to wait.
What? So what? Well, if you see a vlad.
You might not see.
If you don't see a vlad,
and therefore you have to wait 3 months.
That's right. Yeah, within 3 months you might see that she's created a vlad. Therefore, she won't need the yibum or chalitza.
No.
If you see she's hukah uba.
You mean
after 3 months. The hukah uba is only after 3 months. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's after 3 months of the hukah uba.
Then
we know that's why you have to wait 3 months. Obviously, right. Okay, that's what we've done already. Okay, this is the last stage in the process. Then you come the new miloy of Ab, the miloy yomim, the mem vav yomim, 46 yomim achirim. Vini ben kulam hem pevav. If you count up. Yat lazemul, you come out to 86. Yomim shebehem nichnasim shlosha miluyim shel ab sagmo. Vekva nishlam tipat aducha shu ab litzayir v'ad nikra heker uba legamre. Because as soon as the vlad now through the fact that the ab, which is considered tip abba, is coming in there, that means the machnis, the miluy of ab in there, that's called the Heker Vlad. Now, v'ava pisha einu shlosha chodoshim shleimim. Now, we talk about has to be 90 days, and we only talk about here we only have 86. Ein chashash. Okay, ein chashash. Sort of lav davka. Ki ma shemavah begemar shlosha chodoshim lav davka b'tzimtzum. It doesn't mean mamash 90 days. Or b'prat im timonah chodoshim chaserim yiru pezayin yamim. Shem Nizkal Pevav Ima Kolor. So you come out to anyways 87 if you hold the Chazosh or not, or not Malo. Yeah. Okay. So you want to continue writing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's continue writing. New Peri Pegvav Omna.
Gimel.
Right. Okay. I think we'll stop here.
Was very clear.
Okay. Good. We'll stop here.